أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال اذهب فمن تبعك منهم فإن جهنم جزاؤكم جزاء موفورا. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Iblis's refusal to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. And he added to that, that he will certainly misguide and he will seduce the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. And he says, illa qalilan, except a few from amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to Iblis in ayah number 63 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah says, qal idhab, go then. Allah expelled him from Jannah. فَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَغْفُورًا. Allah says, as for those who will follow you from amongst the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, so indeed Jahannam is the recompense for all of you. جَزَاءً مَغْفُورًا, a full recompense. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the devil Iblis of some of the tactics that he will use in this dunya in order to misguide and mislead the children of Adam alayhi salam. And listen to the very first one that he will use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. And Iblis enticed. Istafziz actually means to tear away. To tear away from the truth. You will use your voice to entice and to tear many of them or those whom you can from amongst them with your voice. With your voice, using your voice. Now what is the voice of Iblis? What is the voice of Shaitan? Mufassirin and scholars of tafsir, including Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, says it is music. Music and the sounds that are made with musical instruments and singing that is not in conformity with Islam. All of these fall under the sawt of Shaitan, the voice of Shaitan. Today music is found everywhere. In the masjid also we have brought music with the mobile devices that we have. What is the need to have a musical ringtone? وَاسْتَفْسِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. The whole idea is Shaitan wants to tear you away from the truth and from the guidance and from Allah Azza wa Jal through the voice of his that he uses in the form of music and so forth. And music is one of the most effective causes that creates lethargy in a person, that kills the spiritual drive. If a person goes to sleep with music in his ears at night, how can you expect such a person to rise up at the time of Fajr? It's impossible. It's impossible because that person is injecting within the heart and pouring into the heart something that completely kills the spiritual drive in the heart. And today music is so common, unfortunately it becomes so common that people have even introduced it in Islam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the signs of Qiyamah towards the end of time is people will legalize music and they'll give it a different name. And people will legalize alcohol, they'll give it a different name. People will legalize zina, they'll give it a different name. People will even legalize riba and interest, and they will give it a different name and they will present it and make it presentable and give it some sort of an Islamic flavor so that it becomes acceptable to others. So that's the number one tactic Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Iblis that he will use. وَأَجْرِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Iblis, and rally against them your horsemen and your footmen. Meaning use all your forces against them. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And partner with them in their wealth and their children. Partner with them in their wealth and their children. How does Shaitan become a person's partner in his wealth? When a person earns that wealth through unlawful means, then Shaitan is his partner in that wealth. Or a person spends that wealth on illegitimate things and he spends it in unlawful avenues, then Shaitan has become his partner in the wealth. Wal awlad, and children, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Iblis that he will be the partners of certain people in their children, that is those children that are born from illegitimate children and who are born through illegitimacy. Wa'idhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and promise them, وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the devil promises nothing but delusion and deception. Through his whispering and through his insinuation, he promises this and he plants this in the mind, he plants that in the mind, creating this fantasy in one's mind and creating delusion in one's mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are promises from shaitan. He makes you think of certain things in the future, and he makes you live a life of fantasy away from reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all that is deception and delusion. Then Allah speaks of his servants. Allah says, inna ibadi, as for my servants, laysa laka alayhim sultan, you will have absolutely no control over them. My servants, you will have absolutely no control over them. So the idea is to be included in the ibad of Allah, the slaves of Allah. The correct translation for abd will not be a servant, but a slave. Inna ibadi, Allah says, my slaves, those who fall within the category of my slaves, those who have completely submitted and surrendered themselves to me and to my every command. Allah says, you will have absolutely no control over them because they are my slaves. They belong to me. They have surrendered themselves to me. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your Rabb is enough as a wakil, as a guardian, as one who will see and attend to everything. May Allah grant us the understanding.